Good afternoon. This is Father Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in Pleasantville and Laramine. I welcome you to our reflection today, the seventh Sunday after Easter, the Sunday after Ascension Day. Our readings today are taken from Acts chapter 1. Verses 6 to 14, Psalm 68, 1 Peter 4, 12 to 14, and chapter 5, 6 to 11, John 17, 1 to 11. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and I will praise him. The Lord is here, and I will worship him. The Lord is here, and I will trust him. The Lord is here, and I will honor him. The Lord is here, and he has called us to give him all the glory. Our loving Heavenly Father, we come because we must. We come because we ought to. We come because we need to. We come because we long to. We come because in you we have a joy and a gladness we have never known before. We come because you are the Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
We pray the collect for the seventh Sunday of Easter, followed by the collect for Ascension Day. Then we will say the Easter anthem, and followed by our parish prayer. The collect for the seventh Sunday of Easter, the Sunday after Ascension Day. O God, the King of Glory, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. Do not leave us comfortless, but send your Holy Spirit to strengthen us and exalt us to that place where our Savior Christ has gone before, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen. Almighty God, your Son Jesus Christ ascended to the throne of heaven that he might rule over all things as Lord. Keep the church in the unity of the Spirit and in the bond of his peace, and bring the whole creation to worship at his feet, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us, so let us celebrate the feast, not with the own leaven of corruption and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all. In living, he lives to God. See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who sleep. For as by man came death, by man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Learning from the Scripture. One of our better known colleagues from the Book of Common Prayer reads like this. Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of eternal life, which you have given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. What can we learn from our first reading for today that will help us in this time of lockdown and restrictions? In Acts chapter 1, verses 6 to 14, Jesus and his disciples have gathered on Mount Olivet, outside of Jerusalem. Jesus has successfully completed his mission of redemption of humankind. He is saying farewell to his disciples before ascending to the Father. As they have their last conversation, Jesus gives them some instructions. In fact, Luke says he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father. Acts chapter 1, verse 4. Jesus continues, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." They were to wait, to stay where they were, and delay action until a particular event. They were to stay in Jerusalem, a dangerous place for them at this time. For it was in Jerusalem that Jesus, their master, was tried, even though he was innocent, and sentenced to death. It was in Jerusalem that the chief priests and the scribes and Pharisees who wanted to disband the followers of Jesus resided. There were enemies in Jerusalem. But the master said, "Wait there." So they would gather behind locked doors, the 11 faithfuls, plus others who were committed to following Jesus. What did they do while they waited? Luke tells us in verse 16, they constantly devoted themselves to prayer. Theirs was not a passive waiting. They would keep in touch with the Father, following the example of Jesus, and pray in his name. They would be together, sharing the fellowship. Led by Peter, they would complete the group of 12 by choosing Matthias to be a part of the inner circle. Jesus instructs them, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Power, the ability or capacity to do something. Where was this power to come from? The Holy Spirit, the fulfillment of a promise that Jesus made to them. They would receive the Holy Spirit, who would teach, equip, and empower them for the task ahead. What was the task? To be Christ's witnesses, beginning in Jerusalem, then Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. The disciples did as they were told. They waited. While waiting, they prepared themselves by prayer and preparation for action. They did receive the promised Holy Spirit and began the task of being witnesses for Christ in the world. They would tell of their experience of Jesus to all and sundry. The fact that Christians exist all over the world today means that the disciples were successful in carrying out their instructions. They started where they were, and they spread out. In this period of isolation and slow return to social and economic activities, what is the Lord saying to us in this passage of Scripture as disciples of Christ today? We are waiting. What are we doing as we wait? Are we taking the time to look at ourselves as disciples of Christ to determine where we may have failed, where we have been deficient in our mission and ministry, where we have neglected the call to be witnesses for Christ in our homes, in the community, in the nation, in the world? Are we in our time of confinement engaged in prayer, prayer for guidance and direction, to ready ourselves for the time when all of this is over? We have received the gift of the Holy Spirit at baptism. Are we allowing the Holy Spirit to teach, equip, and empower us to resume our task as witnesses for Christ in a post-COVID-19 world? We must be aware, as church, as individuals, we have not responded fully to the call of the Anglican Consultative Council for a season of intentional discipleship and disciple making. We must be aware that as church we have paid little or no attention to the five marks of mission: to teach, tell, tend, transform, and treasure. Are we aware that as church we have neglected our mission and ministry and have largely ignored the guidance set out for us in our diocesan strategic plan? Time and time again, we have failed to carry out the instructions given to us by the Holy Spirit through the church. As we wait for the removal of restrictions due to the pandemic, let us prepare ourselves for witnessing for Christ in new and more effective ways. Let us pray for guidance. Let us be obedient to the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit gives us direction for readiness. Let us not allow this opportunity for redirection, recommitment, and rededication to pass by us. Let us follow the example of the disciples in the book of Acts and use our time of waiting, as the prophet Isaiah says in Isaiah 40 verse 31, to renew our strength, to enable us at the end of this time to mount up with wings like eagles, to enable us to run and not be weary, to walk and not faint. Let us read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest the words of Peter in 1 Peter 5, verses 6 to 11. Peter says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he will exalt you in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Discipline yourselves, keep alert, and after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you to be the to him be the power and glory forever and forever." Words of scripture that we need at this time to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest. Because they remind us that as church, as individuals, as we experience Christ and the Holy Spirit at work in our lives, we are called to be witnesses for him. We are called to tell of his mighty acts, his faithfulness, and his love to all the world, and to lead others into a relationship with God. Jesus has charged us to continue on earth his ministry from heaven. He desires to use us to share the good news of God's love. Are we equal to the task? Only time will tell. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O Almighty God, by your holy apostles you have taught us to set our affection on things above. Grant us so to labor in this life as ever to be mindful of our citizenship in those heavenly places where our Savior Christ has gone before, to whom with you, O Father, and you, O Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory, world without end. Amen. You are not only risen and alive, you are Lord. This is your ascension, your ascendancy over the whole universe. You stand over and above all that is best in life as its source. You stand above all that is worse as ultimate victor. You stand above all power and authorities as judge. You stand before all failure and weakness and sin as forgiveness and love. You alone, O God, are worthy of total allegiance, total commitment. You are Lord. You are my Lord and my God. Amen. Lord, for a clearer vision of the work you have set before us and for a better understanding of your gospel, Lord, direct us. For a deeper commitment in your service and a greater love for all your children, Lord, direct us. For a fresh understanding of the task before us and for a sense of urgency in our proclamation, Lord, direct us. For greater respect and acceptance among Christians of different traditions, and for a common goal in evangelism, Lord, direct us. O Lord, you have called us to be your witnesses to all the nations. Have mercy on us who have known your will but failed to do it. Cleanse us from unbelief and sloth, and fill us with hope and zeal, that we may do your will and bear your cross and bide your time and see your glory. With the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. Lord of light, shine on us. Lord of peace, dwell in us. Lord of might, succor us. Lord of love, enfold us. Lord of wisdom, enlighten us. Then, Lord, let us go out as your witnesses in obedience to your command to share the good news of your mighty love for us in the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we say the prayer our Savior Christ himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And in that service, may God be above you to protect you, before you to guide you, beneath you to support you, within you to give you his peace, this day and forevermore. Amen. Please have a very productive and enjoyable week. And in the words of Canon Mark Kendall from the Diocese of Bahamas and Turks and Caicos, test positive for faith, keep distance from doubt, isolate from fear, and trust God. Do have a very pleasant and safe week.